שלום ותודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו לסדרת השיחות חיים חדשים עם הרב לייטמן. שלום לך הרב לייטמן.
שלום לכולם.
איתנו באולפן כמו תמיד ניצה מזוז. שלום ניצה.
שלום רב.
וכולנו התאספנו כאן לכבודכם. אנחנו מדברים על החיים של כל אחד מאיתנו ומנסים להבין איך אנחנו יכולים היום לבנות את כל הקשרים בחיים שלנו עם האנשים הסובבים אותנו בבית, אחר כך נגיע גם למקום העבודה, בצורה טובה יותר, לשדרג את החיים ולהתחיל סוף סוף להתחיל להנות מהקשרים בינינו במקום לסבול בהם מבוקר ועד הערב. ואני מכניס אתכם אלינו כאן לשיחה, ואני מזכיר ניצה והרב לייטמן לנו איפה היינו פעם שעברה. אנחנו מדברים על הקשר הזוגי, ואנחנו מנסים לדמות כאן בינינו באולפן סיטואציה שבה ניצה ואני מייצגים פה בעצם זוג או כמה זוגות שבאים ורוצים, יש להם רצון לשפר את מערכת היחסים ביניהם. הם מבינים שטיפים פסיכולוגיים קטנים פה ושם כבר לא עוזרים להם. הם מבינים שלתפיסתך צריך קודם לפרמט בכלל את הגישה של האדם לזולת, במקרה הזה בן או בת הזוג, ורק אחר כך כפועל יוצא מזה אפשר להתחיל ליהנות ממערכות יחסים משופרות, משודרגות, ובמקום לסבול ליהנות מהקשר בינינו. את כל זה אנחנו כבר מבינים. ובפעם האחרונה, במפגש האחרון שלנו, וגם דבר שחשוב לציין, שהגדרת את הבית או את הקשר הזוגי כמעבדה פרטית, ביתית, שיש ביד כל אחד מהאנשים, או מרוב האנשים היום שהיים, שבה הם יכולים פשוט לשדרג את עצמם כאנשים, כאדם, לבנות את עצמם כאדם חדש. אז זה המוד שבו אנחנו נמצאים. ובפעם האחרונה הצגת איזשהו תרגיל שעורר הרבה שאלות בקרב הזוגות. אז ניצה, אולי תציגי קודם את התרגיל כדי שכולנו נזכר במה מדובר, ואז נשאל כדי לנסות לברר על הישימות שלו.
אז התרגיל הזה קראנו לו על כל הפשעים תכסה אהבה, זה היה השם של התרגיל, וחילקת אותו לשלבים. השלב הראשון בעצם אמרת שצריך להוציא, מוציאים את הזבל החוצה, כל אחד שם את הזבל שלו על השולחן, כששני בני הזוג בעצם מתמקדים באחד מבני הזוג, ביחד מוציאים את כל התכונות שלו, את כל אולי ההתנהגויות שלו, ושמים אותם בחוץ.
נגיד לוקחים דף קרטון כזה יפה.
כן. Okay.
מחתכים אותו לריבועים, וכל אחד כותב דברים שליליים, מה שהוא רואה בעצמו, ומה שהוא רואה בשני, ובעצם לא חשוב, בעצמו או בשני, בסך הכל זה זבל המשותף, שמפריע לנו לחיות, כן? שמים את הקוביות האלו, קרטון עם השמות, על השולחן, רואים עד כמה אנחנו אנשים עשירים, ומורכבים בתוך הפנימיות המלוכלכת שלנו. ועכשיו בואו נראה מה עם זה אפשר לעשות. האם בכלל אפשר עם מה שאני מכיר בי ובא, והיא מכירה בי, בא ובי, ו...
And what we're embarrassed of telling and what we haven't yet shared, we don't know our nature in depth. It's so layered. But even the stuff that we can put on the table, is it even possible that there's a technical system, a psychological system, even biological system, no matter what kind, that can be interconnected and to operate mutually in harmony together under such terms? If there were such problems in such a technical system in electronics or in our body's biology, of course we wouldn't be able to exist. But because it's our psychology, see how powerful and strong we actually are, that we can hold ourselves up and each time try and try. But really, it's not life. It's not life. So if you open this first phase, I have a question about it. Maybe we can use these cubes to somehow play with something. Let's say you're willing to give up that, and I'm willing to give up that. So at this phase, do we really bring up everything, qualities, behaviors, impulses, everything? Yes, everything. Even things that I know that I can't change. Of course, doesn't matter. Whatever bothers you, everything that bothers you. everything that I feel that's negative in me and everything that's negative in the other person. Okay, good. So now the second phase is that when we coat everything with chocolate, with love, it means that we commend each other's good qualities. It's like when you make a cake. You put some biscuits on the bottom and then you coat them with chocolate. There is such a thing, right? Yes. So just like that. So what happens exactly? Each person says the good things. First you bury the things that were said before as if they're gone, as if they're not there. And then using the chocolate, they turn into sweet. And we really keep them all inside so that the coating covers them completely. How do I do that in action when I want to practice something like that? Okay, so the first phase we explained. That at every turn, I know that I rise above the qualities that bother me and him. And when we create this coding, we create it on this height that's above all the crimes. So I want to understand practically at this stage what I do. Do I talk about his good qualities, about the positive things? If before I talked all about the negative things, now I talk about the positive things? Yes, only the positive. What a special person you are. Against each and every quality, negative quality that you wrote on those pieces of paper, you now say the opposite, because that's the truth. Because all you do is you cancel your own crime, because when you find fault in others, it's your own faults that you see. So by that, I cancel my own fault by saying the opposite things from what I wrote. So the second part is exactly the opposite of what I said in the first part. That's right. You need to have both that and this, and to reach it at full power. And now, if you have more of the positive than the negative or the other way, it means that we're not honest, or we don't understand each other, or we're confused. And here, we really need to do good work. Why? Because the more that we exercise and get used to being above our normal state of seeing faults in the other, and we'll try and make efforts to see good in the other, just like I look at my small child crawling on the floor. I look at him with love. And everything that he does, I follow like a mother who's gazing with warmth and concern at her child. And that's how I need to see the other person. At least my partner. So then, if during the first phase more trash or crimes came up, and then on the second stage it's difficult for us to code it, it means that you need to find these words. But in the meantime, when we build this pile of trash, we do it all the way. Because to say negative things, we have a great bank of words. We're very good at it. And to code it with good things, we don't have so many words. Even when we see tragedies in the world, there's so many, and so many people tell of them, and how many movies do you make of them. And comedies, it's something that's very cheap and simple. It's because we don't understand and feel the power in the good things. So the third stage is a stage in which each one of the partners speaks of his desire. I explain to my partner what I want from him. Is it what I want from him or what I want in general, and the opposite? What exactly do I say to him? What do I expect from him? What do you want from him? And later, all of the desires. Later you'll divide it into what you want from him, what he wants from you. But this is after we cover up everything. this is a stage that's really disconnected from the other stages. So after we opened up all our desires and each one said what he wants and what he expects, no, let's do it a different way. After the first phase comes the third phase. In the first phase, what do I see that's bad in me and him? What do I want for there to be in me and him and in general with us? All of our demands, in short. Everything that's bad, all the demands, and everything that I have to say on the part of my ego. And then, as opposed to all of that, how much can I praise him? If I rise above, just like with all the crime, all the crime should be covered by love, and all who finds fault finds his own faults. So now I rise above to a level that's completely corrected, and try to see, to look at things from that level, and see that it's all opposite. And I get myself to define everything opposite to what I said before, and that is my future image. And the demands need to become smaller until what's completely necessary, which is not commendable or not commendable, only what's necessary. I didn't understand. What happens to the demands? Our demands towards everything, they need to be on such a level that it's not commendable or not commendable. It's just a necessary level. I don't demand from him things that usually we demand and unendingly, endlessly. But what is mutually good and correct for us in order to advance, also the material demands and the human demands of all kinds, and most importantly, it's demands for mutual support. Only so to clarify and be sure that I understood you all the way, you divided the first phase into telling all the crimes, and then the second phase is the demands, and the third stage is also divided into two, where you see everything as good, and also your demands become smaller. Yes, because when you your attitude changes to good, then all you demand is what you really need so that actually you'd be able to love him. That's what's called necessity. So that he will give you the opportunity to love him. The next stage we call the integration of desires, that we actually need to manifest it in our daily life. It's not inside the exercise anymore. It's in our life. We need to fulfill our desires and the requests of our partner. Is that so? Is that the next stage? Yes, and you discover that you need it very little, that the physical fulfillment is very small. You don't really need to do all kinds of... Because suddenly this good approach and mutual understanding, it fills you. You don't need a lot of matter, a lot of material to add to it, because the fulfillment is emotional. But this sounds already like some final stage, but when I do this exercise for the first time, you'll hit each other. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it will be hard. After this stage will be over. No, I think that you have to have some sort of instruction book before you. Now we scream at each other. In a minute, we'll kiss. In a minute later, I'm saying this is a joke, but it should be something like that. Some sort of book where you will have a plan an operative plan of our experiment. And this includes the stages of the internal stages the person goes through. It's kind of a workshop. But we need to complete it on that same day. We mustn't leave anything unfinished, because then it remains as a reshimot, and that's not good. We have to complete the process. I'd like to understand, because we can start and finish this exercise on the same day, but the fulfillment of it is something that needs to continue onwards. Yes, to a certain percent. It doesn't have to be to complete depth, but you need to do a little bit and a little bit, but the whole thing, until we live it, and then you do it to a deeper extent and a deeper extent and so on. Well, I think what Nita's asking is that we've completed all the steps, and now we continue our lives. You should write a summary or summation. What have we reached? That we've reached that we're really ready to live in some pink cloud above the trash that's been coated and doesn't smell, and to demand of each other only what's necessary for love, because all the rest really doesn't seem necessary to us. And by that, we reach the our hearts coming closer, coming close. It's clear that this is the summation. So from now on, each person needs to really try to fulfill these things. But if each day that you do this at home, and even if you don't fulfill it, it will still, this habit will become your second nature. It will really penetrate inwardly. And even when you go to the larger group and speak there, and that's why it enters a sort of habit. So what do we do if one of us or one of the couples is less verbal? He doesn't open up so much. He speaks less. It happens often. You need to help him. How can the partner help him? Usually they know each other, even if you don't speak. One person only nods, another moves around, and the other person already knows what that means. So help him to express himself with these cards. Maybe we should print a kind of set, like a game, of these squares, of these cards, with names on them, of all the crimes. And then each one can choose. It will be easier for them. And then they'll talk, do we have these crimes, don't we have them? It's a subject for self-learning, it's very good. I still would like, because a lot of people who asked, who we told to about this, asked, what happens after this exercise on a daily basis? Do I need to start to fulfill his desires? After the summary, the conclusion, you'll see how it's really very, very small. You really need almost nothing. Just a little bit of attitude of relating, and the other person understands everything. And the same the other way around. And when we fight, when we're not able to deal with our trash or our ego, then we begin to bring flowers and presents and some big chocolate box that nobody needs because it's poisonous, and so on. In short, if there's love, it's good to be naked. Do you understand that? You need nothing else. You have any more questions, Oren? No. what happens when I become angry? How do I overcome that during the day? Towards my partner, of course. It's a habit. You should observe it. Yes, it's a habit and also mutual support. So can I tell him during the day, that during that same day, that I had a feeling that came up? Yes, of course, you should. But here it's a... You conclude that you move all these sort of discussions or talks to the day after tomorrow. You can write about it, and you can say, I'm angry at you. But we'll talk about it the day after tomorrow, from 5 to 6. Let's see. That's very important. If one of the partners breaks this agreement, well, so what? It's an exercise. You do it again and again. Nothing breaks us, is actually what you're saying. No, the opposite. But each time, it's as if the same cards, they receive different weight. Oren says, I didn't understand. So Rav says, the more I understand that I'm controlling and fearful and not true and uncommitted and more and more and more lazy, I make a mess, I don't appreciate her work. So you're talking about the intensity, says Oren. You need to take people and have them write down, take women and have them write down all of their complaints, and men won't have that many. And then you'll know what to do with these cards. That's also a question we received. What happens if naturally the woman is more... Well, it's always that way. It's natural. The woman is the lack. Then it's fine. That's right. Nature is fine. You should leave it just as it is. It's not commended or not uncommendable. Of course, the woman will have more complaints than the man. And also, the woman will be more dominant. Yes, 90% of the complaints will be from the woman. The man will have only one complaint. Leave me alone. So that's fine. We just flow with the exercise and know that it's like that. That's the way we are. It's the way we're built. But now we're talking about how we can, together with that, complete each other. And you see how the man has different work, different from the woman. Can you explain that a bit? How much do I need to complete for her? She's willing to do everything, to be in relationship with me, to bring me everything and do everything, only so that I will pay attention to her at the end of the day. According to nature, that's the way it is. Like Zeranpin and Malchut. And what is demanded of the man? To constantly show his attitude, but nicely, naturally, true, towards the woman. And then actually, she's willing to do everything. But this work is very difficult for him and relatively easy for the woman. I didn't get it. This work is very difficult for the man and easy for the woman, because once the man gives her attention, she has the fuel to do anything. He needs to provide a good attitude, a good way of relating, and that's hard for him. And she has to do a million things, but it will be easy for her when she receives this good attention. That's from our higher spiritual roots. What can we do? There were a lot of questions about expectations. When you do such a process, then naturally there's an expectation that my partner will change, he'll start to behave differently. Well, that's what will happen. So then how do we relate to disappointments? What if I have an expectation and I see that my partner continues to be the same? Put it on the table, on the operating table, immediately. It's a topic for a workshop between us. Good? How do we do that sort of thing? Well, she should give that sort of example. Describe it. Let's say I think that my partner is very controlling, and even though I spoke with him about it, I see that he continues to control. We started this exercise with a pile of trash. We've already done it once or twice or three times. Wait a minute. Now, if you begin such a process and both partners mutually enter it, then it creates expectations in you for a better future. What does it say in your instruction book that Oren Levy and Nitza wrote? What does it say there? It says there that these things, they come up each time more and more. And just like we don't make just one layer of biscuits that we coat with chocolate, we put another layer and another layer so that the cake will be rich. And therefore, we need to work on it. So second time and third time, it already becomes a discernment on another level. It's not like yesterday where we came back to the same thing. It's not the same movie. It's a completely different one. We're smarter. We have more experience. And we need to check. Is it the same trash? No, it's not the same. It's already something else. Already I understand and she understands. We have greater depth and more problems. And really, I didn't expect, I didn't think, because the evil inclination constantly grows. So then, of course, we discover this trash on a higher and deeper level each time. But it already will be trash or garbage that will give sustenance to the tree of life. It's already the kind of garbage that nurtures the family. Instead of breaking it apart and separating us, it's the opposite, because we work with it. It gives us more and more of an internal connection, an internal understanding between us in each time. And so we don't despair. We come to another workshop and another workshop between us. How do we really not despair? Well, we're all in this general education, first of all, where Oren Levy wrote a book about. What's his book called? No, I'm not asking about the meetings themselves. I'm asking about those small moments during the day where these meetings will give us power or strength. It will be even not so small meetings. Maybe there will be a breaking of plates even. It doesn't matter. The most important thing is that each time there's a topic for discussion and for advancement. And I'm telling you, there will be even more difficult problems. But what does it mean, more difficult? If you give it to someone on the outside, they'll say, is that a problem? Why are you making such a fuss about it? But for us, every small problem will become a big problem, because we'll see it in our resolution. We will see it in our zoom in. Because we'll see that, how is it possible that when we have such love between us, how can it be that he forgot my birthday, for example? How is that possible? You understand? So you're saying that the advancements toward the good connection between us will shine to a higher extent the flaws in our relationship? Is that what you just said? Of course. He whose inclination is greater, his inclination is greater. But these problems will become more qualitative. Just like I said about the birthday, it's such nonsense on the one hand. On the other hand, how is it possible that when we have such love to forget about that? It's such a horrible flaw. And maybe for some normal family or regular family, it's not so terrible. Or even the smallest thing of a lack of attention will seem like a problem. How would you relate to him or her if you were their mother in this natural love? Make this comparison. It's like a constant exercise. Well, somehow. You need to somehow balance yourself. How would you accept stuff? How would you relate to her? Constantly hold yourself in that position, and that somehow returns you to the right level. How can a partner help the other if he feels that he's fallen? If the other person has fallen to a place of anger and criticism, how can he help him out of it? Can he do that? The best thing is to say that in everything that happens, you are to blame. You yourself are to blame. And you ask for forgiveness. Something like that. Well, maybe here you'll get a different response, that you're just manipulating or playing a game. But usually, yes. Show him how you, from your love, are willing to make concessions. And as is written, he who is able to stop himself at the time of a quarrel. That's a very good example. But you should do this very gently, because you might get a different response that's even more as if you are fueling up the fire. In the process of building a good relationship, there needs to be a kind of sensitivity. Just like you said in this, right now, when you said you gave a tool, but you said, wait, use it very sensitively. And many times you say that. So my question is, how does a person develop this sensitivity? Not to work like a robot and maybe create even worse damage emotionally than otherwise, because he didn't know how to use the tool with the right sensitivity at the right moment, and he came and tried to correct, but he actually broke. So how does a person develop this inner sensitivity in order to know if he's using this tool correctly? How can he feel the other person and actually measure if this will help? Because our purpose is to help each other in the process. And sometimes you try to help and then you are sorry about what came out. So to focus my question, how does a person develop his sensitivity towards others more and more in order to know that the action he's about to take actually will benefit him? Just try to do it out of love. Simple, very direct. Otherwise, I'll tell you, in general, in our integral education, in our education, it's the education of how to relate between people. That's the only thing that's missing for us to go from this level of life that we have that's miserable to a level of harmony and completeness. That's why a person develops. A person is in development. He needs to reach, actually, at the end of his development and on the way to his development, to a state where he can feel each person in the world. And the family is only the first stage, is the closest stage. And through the family where he develops himself, he begins to feel all the people in the world. How do they live? What do they think? How are they made up? How do they relate to him, and how does he relate to them? He can already read them. He becomes like an X-ray machine. You can see them and see through them, all of them. And then, through this X-ray vision that he has, he knows how to relate to them, how to connect to them, and what kind of response to get from them towards him. That's why we talk about the family so much, because it's really a jumping board onwards to connection with the environment, and through it, the whole reality. And it all comes from the sensitivity that he receives from all of these exercises. This is all of our progress. We have nothing else to do. Only to reach such a resolution which will help us enter a higher dimension. And we'll begin to feel that around us is a world that is much richer than what we can see right now. And it's all through these exercises of relating to others. At first it seems like a sort of game, something maybe childish, but that's not true. By this I discover my senses, my qualities, the most sensitive ones. I raise their preciseness. And then I can penetrate through this world that I now see to a more internal dimension. I begin to see things that are above time, past, present, future. I begin to feel that it all exists in nature. I begin to see many phenomena. And it all happens through these exercises. What are they? Just exercises that we do in the living room with a cup of coffee. We play some game with our biscuits. It's just like that. There's nothing else we can do because this phase is over. The phase of taking over the world in such an external, mechanical and crude way. We have evolved in technology and science and economics and everything. It's over. We've finished with that. Now is the next phase that we need to connect to nature and to the world by me getting better and improving. And then I can enter the depth of nature that's here. Can you translate this idea that you just said for a couple? That we are entering a new phase? Yes, sure. Also in relationships, in romantic relationships, we've arrived at a state in which we can't get along, we can't stand each other, we each have complaints, and even after the complaints, all we do is live together because we have kids. None of us find anything in the other. Even people have other girlfriends or boyfriends. It's that bad, and we live together as if it's a hotel. And the children oblige us to stay together. And for some people, it's a business that they share. There are lots of people like that. And they know about each other, but they live that way. Sometimes they don't even live together. Sometimes. So we've arrived at a very serious crisis. There's nothing else to do. Only if we improve ourselves. You can bring the family all kinds of things and build them a palace, bring them all kinds of kitchen utensils and everything and furniture. What are you going to do? As it is, each member of the family has his own room and nobody meets the other. He eats and then she eats and then me and so on. And each person has his own room with his own closet and everything of his own. And a computer of his own. And each one is closed off in his room. There's nothing left on this level for us to do. We have no ability to make any improvements or external improvements, not in this world and also not in the family. We need to begin a simple and new phase to change the person. And not just to change him, but in his ability, in his new ability, to bond with others, to teach him how to be connected to others above that garbage. That's the next phase. That's the next phase. That's actually the new age. And then from the family, we'll reach the new changes in society and technology and science and education. Everything will change. But it all starts with changing the person. And that's the whole problem. We need to change our focus from external changes and banks and industry and all sort of things that we think that will help us get out of the crisis to inside the person. And at home, where do we need to move our focus to in order to improve our relationship, say, between partners? Where do we put our new focus? Where do you start? From the point of connection. First of all, me and her have to say, above everything, we have this point of connection. It's like a pyramid. Let's be connected to it, to this point of connection, in mind and heart, and see what we need to do with all of our problems on the bottom. It's like a structure. What do we need to do with all of this garbage? Not to fix each other. Not to demand anything of each other. Only help each other to make concessions and to annul one another towards one another. And all this workshop that we discussed. But where do you start, do you ask me? Only from the point of connection from which we have a plan to reach the point of mutual adhesion. Because the end of the action is first in the thought. There has to be a plan. You have to think forward. I want you to clarify that a bit more. You've defined the goal, which will be like the head of our pyramid. It will be like the destination towards which we aspire. And you called it the point of connection or unity. So that always needs to be in front of our eyes, like the destination where we're heading. Yes, and that's where we exist as one. The wife of a person is as his body, it's written. There we both disappear and become one. And that's actually the spiritual system structure. Oren asked before, what do we start from? And now you said the point of connection, and now you're saying it's the end goal. Yes, the end of the action, and it's in the thought that it begins it. We have to state the goal. And then as we progress, we constantly strengthen this point and clarify this point. It's not that we talk and then forget about it. This purpose is always in front of our eyes. And everything that we do and the garbage and coding it, it's also that we constantly strengthen this point. This point is constantly not in our lenses, in our targets, but as a goal to each and every action that we perform. We are constantly strengthening it. And if we do any action in which we don't regard this purpose, then this action is wrong. It's not towards the purpose. Is this point the purpose of a relationship of partners? Yes, of course. It's a point of connection, of unity, where we complete each other so, to such an extent. So that nothing in each of us remains unfulfilled. We see that all of the inversion and the parts of us, we see like male and female, that everything completes each other and integrates with each other. It's as if we stick to each other, like the nukva sticks to Zeranpin in the unification face to face in all of their sefirot. In all the bumps and hollows, they complete each other and they fill each other. So that all the bad things and all the good things that we're constantly discerning and scrutinizing, it's only so as to strengthen this point of unity that's constantly growing. From this simple unity to more and more connections, so that in this point of unity, we have a sort of, how do you put it, new quality, this new feeling that we didn't have before. And it's common to both of us. It exists in this new feeling that we have, that we can't even differ who's between who I am and who she is. It's in this drop of unity, because with drops you can't really discern the two different drops that became one. And the feeling inside this drop, that's called love. Or the drop of life, the drop of livinghood. And this quality that we discover, or this feeling in this drop, it arrives to us not from this world. In it, we feel our root. We feel that there is a sort of upper fate or upper force that unified us, connected us. And brought us now to this true connection and adhesion, and that's called man and woman and divinity between them. Shekhinah between them. It sounds very good. On the condition that you make the effort to do this hard work. And this hard work must be widely supported by society, because alone in our home won't succeed at it. We won't be able to handle it all the time and repeat it again and again. To constantly be in it. We need support here, social support, that others will also do it, others who we will meet, and we will discuss it. Because all in all, we're humans, we're just small animals, with the potential and the ability to reach this drop of unity that is divine. So there's nothing to be embarrassed about, and not to open ourselves up before others. Each of us in the kitchen and the bedroom goes through the same thing. Are there moments in which a couple can feel this point of unity, even in the smallest to the smallest extent, in order to feel what it is that we're talking about? How did this happen? When does this happen? Yes, no problem. Even during the first discernment and in the first workshop, they actually need to finish each workshop with this feeling. Oh, that's it. Each time you finish the workshop, you finish at that point of unity and try to feel what's there in that point. What kind of questions can I ask myself or my partner in order to develop it? It's a feeling. There aren't many questions. It's really good to be without words. You feel that it's nice not to have to use words. When you enter this ideal picture that you described, it's not ideal. It rides upon very, very difficult scrutinies and discernments and very difficult internal struggles. It's not pink. It's not ideal. These things have to go through a war, an inner war. Between who and who? A person within himself and also between them in order to discern and help each other and scrutinize only for the sake of this unity. I didn't quite understand. It's like a very hard work you have to do at a factory where you need to create something. And you need to invest a lot of energy and your mind and heart and your soul in order to understand things, in order to clarify them. There are a lot of conflicting emotions and all kinds of details. And the work you have to do with oneself and also with your partner. In order to open yourself up and to help each other. In short, once you enter it, you'll see it's not simple. And immediately you'll have questions and problems. How do we advance? There's a halt. We can't take it anymore. Yes. But most importantly is to do it every day. Every day to do such an exercise. Ideally, you'll also have such examples on TV. Besides, it's not instead having a personal workshop, but people will be able to see it on TV and see all kinds of situations, all kinds of problems. Can you describe? We mentioned today this goal that the couple needs to point themselves at. Let's say that they attained it. Can you describe what their life looks like for such a couple who've fulfilled this purpose? What will their life be different? And what will they be different than my life right now? First of all, they're constantly in a process until the whole world reaches this form or shape. Because they'll discover that they're integrally linked to all the couples in the world, that each couple in the world is like a dipole. A dipole is like a structure in nature where the plus and minus are connected in one system. It's like inside a compass. You also have that. It turns according to the magnet. Oh, I'm not an expert, but I understand. Have you seen a compass before? Yes. Have you seen how it changes? That's the dipole. One is plus and one is minus. One is north and one is south. And then if you turn the compass, it will always turn in a certain direction. That's it. If you put a magnet next to the compass, it will turn towards the magnet because it's constantly directed towards the North Pole. So each couple is like such a dipole that is combined of plus and minus. But together they build a sort of coating and they become one unit. That's the way it exists in the world. You can't have a plus without minus, just like we learn that you don't have the dark without the light and the creator without created. It has to be a vessel with the light. And that is the cell, the cell of the partnership. And so we discover that in our world, we have such cells in one body. which is the true body, and we are just small cells in it, such deep holes that connect between us, and we depend on one another. And then it's impossible for me to correct myself and to live a life that's real without the others being corrected, because I suddenly begin to aspire to experience life not within my cell, but the life of the entire body, the general body. Such a feeling arrives to me through this point of unity that I feel that has a lack in it. Even though I reach this unity and this perfection, I suddenly discover that there's a lack in this unity and perfection. In what? That there is higher unity, there's higher perfection. And then I depend on the entire world. And this is actually my hope, that after the correction of my family unit, we will reach wider corrections until the humanity in its entirety will gradually enter these corrections from these cells that are called families to cells that are more and more complex, that are called the organs of this structure, until we reach the correction of the whole structure. Would you like to clarify something else? Because we're about, the time's about up. I think the general picture, I'd like to stay in it, in this impression. Okay, me too. Well, Gesundheit. Lavriot, to your health. Okay, thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you for being with us. We have a lot of challenging work to do it. Let's do it together, and we'll begin to finally live well. We deserve it. We'll see you here in the next conversations. Until then, all the best.